Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
We're out, and somebody brings over something to give us.
Yeah.
With this guy.
Nice. Yeah.
This guy dropped off beef jerky. I try it. I can't stop eating it. You know, like with good salsa, do you have this? Does it have this effect on you with good salsa? Like you get to a point where you almost just want to drink it. Like, I can't stop. Chip.
Right in the bowl.
Yes, and maybe there's like a spicy nature of it that is why. This has that
on WGR Sports Radio 550.
I got to get back to some semblance of a life where I can eat normally. These weekend sports trips are just torture.
It's hard not to just fall into the rest stop trap.
How do you not?
You get off the highway and you go looking for some place. Who wants to do that when you're trying to make time?
It takes so much longer. It costs more.
Who wants to do that?
Right. Saturday night, I was with my son in Columbus, and so they get done playing around 6, and all the boys want to hang out. They're all hungry, but they're not in charge. Like, all they care about is they want to hang out. So the dads, the parents are going to feed them. They just know that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're making their plans, get to the pool. Pool closes at 9. Everybody come over, 2 different hotels. Come over to Josh's hotel, and, you know, food will be given us because we're kids. We don't have to actually care about that or think about that. Mm-hmm. It'll just show up on our plates.
Must be nice.
So I went off with this other family. I'm like, let's really eat. These guys, I mean, hate to deprive my son here, but there'll be time. Mm-hmm. You know, there'll be time after. If we act quickly, we can go to like a real restaurant.
Right.
And if it's, you know, not bad, we can get out of there quickly and, you know.
Back here, nobody even know, none the wiser.
That's right.
Right.
So that's what we did, and in this case, it worked out nicely, and we got to the other hotel. The party was at the other hotel, and as we were walking in, here comes like 8 pizzas.
Of course, right.
Hey, you guys want pizza? You're right on time. We just ate.
It's not just pizza. It's Ohio pizza.
You know, I did hear that term.
I mean, I don't know. My experience is that largely is going to be challenging, if not worse.
Chain, probably, at best.
Sure.
It's not really what you're expecting. It's going to have too much dough, too little sauce, too little cheese.
The pepperoni is going to be those like big, huge, like sandwich slice, like they look like the bottom of tuna can pepperonis. It's like, what even is that?
Is that salami?
Is that a cold cut on there? What? I mean, just not. No, cup and char. Forget it. No, you're not getting what you're used to.
You're not. But it was a great time. Brought home a gold medal. And because of the rain delay, was able on a Father's Day, like a dad wants, to watch the last couple hours of the Open.
Yeah.
Is it really possible not to love the U.S. Open? I mean, there are people who just think, it's too hard.
I suppose. I mean, I think it's just people. I think people who like golf, generally the vast majority like the U.S. Open. I think. You don't have to like. I do see people who report on golf, cover golf, I presume really like golf, saying, I don't get a lot of pleasure out of watching the best players in the world look like me on a Saturday at my local Muni. And I don't know. I don't think I want to exactly say I enjoy, it's not my favorite thing about it, but it is important to me to see these guys be challenged in that way once in a while. It can make you feel a little bit better about your own, you know, ineptitude when you're on the golf course yourself. Not that that's necessarily what you're there for, but it does have that spillover for me anyway. And like Scottie Scheffler, a lot of my friends Saturday night, I think that was the right Saturday night. He finished his round. It was on the range. The hat's all crooked. He's like yelling at the swing coach or just really animated. Like, that's a lot of us. That's the vast. That's 98% of the golfing public is that person. Like, I don't even know how to do this anymore. Why am I even here? Seeing the best in the world go through that, I think, gives you the ability to be more patient about yourself, more forgiving of your shortcomings. So
okay.
If that's not too complicated, that is why I like watching them struggle. It's not just like, ha, 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 he almost fell into a pond. Not really. It's just knowing that the game can humble even the greatest players matters. And they practice and play all the time.
I don't think there's anything bad about it at all. You know, like every course, whether intentionally or not, will provide a different standard. And the U.S. Open happens to have the reputation for, like, the toughest standard. And somebody's going to have to be the toughest. So I think it's great. I think what it brings out, and it happens that this year it especially did that because of the winner and how he won. It brings out the importance of resisting the temptation to just give up
mm-hmm.
and just go on tilt. And I think a lot of the top guys yesterday did that. You saw it from Burns. You saw it from Adam Scott. Like, he just was a mess. You saw it from Hatton at the end when Hatton maybe smelled that he had a chance to win. And then when he put himself in bad spots and maybe got a little bad luck, he could not deal. Like, tough one, buddy.
Yep.
You know, this is that tournament. And here, just like it was written, you got a guy in Spawn who has the tough start. Turns out he said his daughter was sick all night, so he's got a young child who's throwing up, and he was at CVS overnight or whatever he said. And then he hits that flag stick on two and loses 60 yards to that, and that's just crazy.
Yep.
And I was rooting for him. Like, he's my guy. And I'm in the car yesterday, like, come on, not another missed fairway, not another bogey. Like,
right.
But as somebody, like, emotionally invested in him, I was all, you know, you're driving and you're thinking and I'm paying attention to the golf tournament on the radio. And like, buddy, you're still not out of it.
Right.
And he said when he won, he said like how he thought about that. There's a Tiger Woods story that Homa told him about, like, you just got to remember in that tournament, don't go away. Like, just be there. I think even Scheffler had that stretch where he just was like, almost like he was indifferent on the greens. He had an 8-foot birdie putt, and he missed, and he just missed the next one. Like, he could have won.
Yeah, yeah. When Burns finally started making, you know, a couple of mistakes, you know, in the back half of the back nine, I guess it really took almost that long for that to start happening to him. Yeah, all the guys, like, we were communicating with, we have this bet with Brian, all the guys that were like four over that seemed like they were dead when the day started, suddenly like, oh, these guys are live. And Scheffler, I think at one point yesterday, got to three.
Yeah, he did.
I definitely saw what you're referring to from a number of players. And yeah, that, again, like, that's a part of, look, I want to be careful about, like, using what these people go through in such a high-stakes event for my own purposes, but golf almost entirely for me the last 3 years has been about not ever losing my temper. I don't want to. I don't devote enough time or energy to practicing it. I like playing. And I don't feel like I've earned the right to be frustrated. If I worked a little more at it, I might get frustrated. And that's a dangerous line to walk. I don't want to put more in and then feel justified. Because however much I put in, it's never going to be enough to get really good, I don't think. Like, really consistently good. But Spawn shoots 40 on the front. Somebody shoots 40 on for the front nine of a major, goodbye, you're gone. And he just hung in there, and eventually it seemed like it really did. It took almost all day for Burns to miss anything. But once it happened, it was like, and it wasn't like he was hitting the, hospitality tents or anything. He just found some tough lies and missed a couple putts, and there it is.
He missed by very small amounts. Like he had at 11th hole, he doubled where the ball spun off the fairway into the first cut, and he might have been in a divot. And then there were two or three of those with him where he was just like, and that will get to you. This isn't saying too much, I hope. I think what golf gives you as a fan, if you've played, it's relatable. Nothing about watching the Bills is relatable. We make up stories about what those guys we think might be feeling during games, but there's nothing about what they're actually doing that like almost anybody has ever done. Just imagine being Josh Allen and calling one play and looking over the defense and then getting the pass rush and having all the people watching you. I mean, that's the same as golf, but like, and then executing. What has anybody ever done anything close to that? Like, that's just like way above what most people have ever experienced. We love it, but we have no idea what it's actually like to do it. Golf, it's really maybe the one sport of all where if you've played any competitive golf in your life for $5, for the C flight at your country club, for anything, that is the same. You're spawn on the 17th tee and you've never won and you're tied and it's raining and it's like an impossible shot. And it's, instead it's you at Tantera, Pendleton Creek now, or me. And like, I'm playing to get my name on a plaque, or I'm playing for $10.
Right.
And I'm over that ball.
Playing to beat my kid.
Whatever. Like I think that is, obviously you don't need to say it. The scale is different. But the feeling is not. I think the feeling is relatable. And when a guy, whoever it is, especially when somebody who's never done it, and he gets that sort of discounted status, like Adam Scott was the guy yesterday who was supposed to be the one who knows how to win, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever that means.
Right.
We always say it. And he shot 79. Here's a guy that's like just kind of new on the scene, had never come close to winning a big, well, he came close to winning the Players, but had never won a big tournament, never came close to winning a big tournament before that one.
That appearance at the Players is when I learned who he was.
Me too. I loved him that week.
I'm sure I'd seen his name over the years, but I'd never really thought about him one time.
I did not know the name at all. I watched that tournament because I was sick and just really liked his story. So, yes, there's infinitely more on the line, but he's over that drive at 17. He's over the 3-footer for birdie on that hole. He's over the, the drive and then the fairway shot, the second shot on 18, and then the putt. That was kind of a gift that he got to see it exactly, but he makes it. All that stuff is kind of like, if you play,
you can have that moment even though the scale is vastly different. Sure. Emotionally for us, that stake is going to feel as big as it is going to get for you, like for most of us, I don't expect I'm ever going to be playing in a club championship or anything. I'm going to be 60 in a couple of weeks. I've never belonged to a club. I doubt that I will, at any point here. They'll never say never, but I.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But you still know, and even if it's not, even if it's not the stakes, something about golf that I think is very relatable is that it does allow you, this has been said many times, so I'm not breaking new ground here, but your point about football, you can make it about hockey, about basketball, whatever sport you want. Golf allows you the opportunity to once in a while do the thing that they do. You're probably not going to hit your drive 380 yards like Rory sometimes does or DeChambeau, right? But a 250-yard three-wood like Fox last week at the RBC in the fourth playoff, I've hit that shot, you know, and that it's a great feeling. You don't find that in the other sports. Like if somebody was out there going, well, I was Josh Allen in high school, like, okay, you don't get to do it now. Like you can't revisit that, you know, and of course there weren't 80,000 people and television cameras and all that too, but still you functionally performed some aspects of that job, quarterback of your team. But It's long gone. You can't get that feeling again almost 100% of the time. You're just not going to find it. Golf, even whatever age you are, is going to give you that opportunity. And that's a very cool thing about the game. And, you know, again, that's why it's relatable to watch them struggle. You know, a lot of us struggle at bobolink. But to see them struggle is just it just works for me in a way that very few athletic endeavors, I think, can.
I mean, of course, right. Like, if you've played any other sport on a high school or college level, you know more about what it is like to do it than someone who hasn't. It's not the pros. And I think maybe golf is different. I want it to be, I think. I think maybe it's different because it's just you and the ball. You know, like, it's not – if you played baseball on high school or college level – you know, you might remember pitching, batting, game on the line, championship. You would have that. You would know what that's like on that level. But, you know, I feel like I'm making different points now, but to put that on, like, the major league level and the ball's coming in at 100 miles per hour right. Or something, like, I mean, it's so different. It's just golf is still, like, you and the ball and the course. And I just can't really grasp what it's like to be able to execute with it all, like, right, like Spawn did, like with it all right there. And I think that does get easier. It just logically, it should get easier when you've done it before. What this guy was able to do, has been able to do, is, like, however he actually does it in his mind, buy into himself as somebody that can do it. Like, that's his... That's the story he keeps telling, is that he eventually learned how to believe in himself and to trust himself to play and have the confidence. And these shots, how much tougher does it get in golf than that? With that pressure and that those conditions and that golf course, you know, like how much harder is the does the challenge ever become than what that was? And that's just what I. It brings me to tears. Like, when a guy like that is able to pull that off, it literally brings me to tears. I just admire so much somebody's ability to not lose it when there is all this going on. I mean, it's a game where, I mean, it's like anything, I guess. The more you practice, the more well-prepared you are, the easier it gets. But, I mean, I just know from my little experience in this, being over a 5-foot putt when what are you winning if you make it? Almost nothing, but it's important to you. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing in life to have. You
know, sure.
Something to compete for and something to want. And I just know, like, I would get really nervous and have to play games in my mind to get to a point where, like, I would be able to not be at my worst, you know, or maybe at my best, but not be at my worst. One story I tell is, and I know it's, like, ridiculous to compare to the U.S. Open, but just being in a tournament and as it got, we were winning and it got late and I started to really get tired and hot and just be, like, kind of, I felt like I was exhausted and losing it. And we had a little bit of a break. And we went to a playoff, and I was the first person to hit in this playoff. We drew numbers. So I'm up first, and I'm over the ball, and I had the thought to myself, wait till these people see how great I am.
Wow. Yeah.
And, I mean, I didn't, you know, stripe one, but I survived it. I mean, right. we got right. all the way to the last hole, and it right. was, like, effective.
Right.
I think. Different things. It's actually a Donald Trump line from decades ago in Sports Illustrated, building golf courses. And he said, I remember the quote in the magazine, you know, about getting nervous in golf. Whatever it is that you're nervous about, just remember 6 billion people don't care. And that's updated to 7 billion now when I use that one.
Right.
I mean, far be it for me, but I do. I like that.
Right.
Just, you know, you're playing tricks in your mind.
I like this point a lot about the anxiety that, I mean, of course, any pro athlete has, but golf is singular. It's a solo endeavor. Sure, you've got support people and family and coaches and whatever, but you're out there. It's the everybody watching, whether in person or on television. I mean, I this is going to sound ridiculous, but this is very common, I think, among golf. First tee, right? Are people standing around? You know, I got an approach shot, and people are on the patio at 18, and everybody's watching, right? Like, I still get nervous if I realize that I've been recognized. And there's a group or two groups on another hole that are just standing there while I'm teeing off. I'm like, okay, just hit a good shot.
Right.
But
it takes effort.
And I mean, it's like percentage wise, so minuscule compared to it translates. And these guys just have to just put that away and keep playing. And yeah, I mean, the lesson for Spawn, I mean, just keep going. 40 on the front. the brutal, all the excuses, everything is there.
But it didn't matter.
Right.
Because he wasn't losing much ground. He was already one off to start the day, and everybody else was struggling too. So he got to what? 4 back. That's the most I think he was ever behind. And then he makes a couple of bombs, right? 12.
Yeah.
Where he just touches it and it goes in.
Right.
Then you can start to think, you know, maybe it's meant to be a little bit. You can start to think that you're going to win.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everybody would be different at
that. He was just the first one of the leaders to sort of wobble. He wobbled early. Burns, funny enough, the leader going in and the leader for most of the day yesterday, shot 40 on the back.
Yeah, he birdied 10 to get to minus 2. And he was the only person under par. He was 2 under. And Scott might have been even at that point. And then 11 was a disaster for both guys. They both doubled,
yeah.
I think, 11. Or Burns did. Maybe Scott bogeyed. But, yeah, then it started to get away from him. I'm thinking about it. You probably are, too, in terms of Brian.
Because
it was Burns or bust for, I mean, Cameron Young. But it was really, he had Burns. And that was $100.
Yeah, that's right.
And so I didn't have a Burns problem. I had a Brian problem.
Right.
Like I didn't want Burns to win because I didn't want Brian to win.
I had the misfortune. It turned out it didn't matter. But for a lot of the day, even really a lot of the weekend, I think I told you this on Friday, when Brian made his picks, I decided, all right, I'm going to grab one of the people he's got in the pay double tier here, right? And Burns and Henley were two of them. I don't know if he had 3. And I don't
Young.
Remember who the okay. Oh, right. So I just really blind. I was, Burns had a good weekend last weekend. Nah, I'm gonna back the other guy. So I was on Henley. And the odds were really juicy on him, and they would have been on Burns too. And I was regretting not tailing Brian on Burns. As it turned out, I would have lost either way. But
that's right.
He was the only threat all day, and it just seemed like he was never going to go away. And then finally, he did.
Thank God.
Yeah.
I mean, hasn't Brian won enough? Not this year in this particular contest. He has not. He's not won very much at all. But that felt good.
That putt, even though, I mean, it takes up maybe a little something away from it that he didn't need it to win. Like, once it's getting there, I don't know, maybe a lot of people had the same thought. I'm watching that putt go and was like, oh, he's got this. It's going to be close enough for a tap in par, and that's all he needs. And so, like, the last couple of seconds of that, I'm not even thinking about it going in. And then it goes in. What a 64, 67 feet, whatever that was. Oh, my gosh. It was an amazing, amazing putt.
Did I say on Friday, like, a good player probably thinks about anything that's sort of in range, that's makeable, I can make this. And a bad player thinks anything of any distance, I can miss that. And I was thinking about Spawn, wanting Spawn to win very much. Like, no missed putt to me would have been a gimme. Like, and 1 foot,
mm-hmm.
like, I'm standing over that ball and, like, staring at it and just sort of like this, because you know what it means if you make it.
Yeah.
And I'd be very relieved to not have to make that second putt.
Rory missed a few 3-footers last year in the same tournament to cost him the tournament, really. So, yeah, right. It can happen. I just know he's such a good putter. I just felt like he, whatever, it's close, he'll be fine. But then it goes in, and it was just
the big incredible. Mystery of the whole thing is how or why the caddy did not release the umbrella at the moment of the putt going in the hole. You've got Spawn, who just, like, instinctively throws his putter, like, just, ah! And the caddy basically celebrates it, but he never lets go of the umbrella. I just was so desperate for traction on this.
The umbrella.
On Twitter last night, like, how does the umbrella... I've got a couple of theories.
Okay.
I don't think any of them really should be enough, because I don't know how you don't...
Right.
He's not the player, but... He might as well be, and he never lets go of the umbrella. I don't know. 803-0550. We'll talk to Joe Goodberry next hour about the Bengals and talk about different things, Stanley Cup, NBA, baseball, and more on the U.S. Open throughout the day. Would love your calls. Lines are open. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.